is your name?
My name is Mr. Zelvon Hooks.
Okay, Mr. Hooks, you're 34. Once again, please state your name and ADC number for the record.
Zelvon Hooks, 146820.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hooks. You appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Policy for your revocation hearing. Regarding the warrant, allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on April the 17th of this year. Do you know that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you can't see us today, and we cannot see you today because we're doing this by telephone. However, there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Hooks and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Hooks, you have one allegation on your warrant, and I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you have violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about March 29, 2018, in 1275 West Star Path Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. Sir, is that one true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time. My motion would be to find that Mr. Hook violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by C.T. Wright, myself, and seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by Mr. Neal. Sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Now, in phase two of your hearing, the board will make a determination whether your supervision will be revoked or whether you will continue on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we'll come back and we'll talk to you and before the board makes its decision. So if you just hold on, we're going to get some background information coming from Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, sir.
On November 8, 2017, Mr. Hooks was released from DOC. He was arrested March 29, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 29, 2018 with a projected CCD of October 8, 2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, marijuana violation, 2.5 years. 2013, robbery, 5 years. 2013, theft, 3.5 years. 2013, illegal control enterprise, 3.5 years. In 2013, participating in criminal street gang, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 1999, burglary second degree, 2 counts, each for 2 years. 1999, forgery, 2 years. 1999, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2003, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. 2012, narcotic drug violation, 4.5 years. 2010, armed robbery, 15 years. 2010, theft, 3 years, 9 months. This is his fourth term of DOC. CUIR score, 3-4. Mental health score, 2. Substance abuse score, 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the 79 Swans, Bloods, Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. Prior term of supervision, 2001. TIS of Scondor, 90 days, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2007, TIS release, arrested on new felony possession of narcotics, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, threats, violence, and rioting noted. Other arrest, 1995, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1995, endangerment, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1995, flight from law vehicle, juvenile detention. 1996, criminal damage, juvenile detention. 1996, unlawful use of means of transportation, juvenile detention. And all of the rest since then, charges were either not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G7V8.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Hooks, we are back to you, sir. It seems to me, information that we have, when you were released, that you were to reside at Ocotlo Community Services down in Tucson, and then you were discharged from Ocotlo, and then you were to go to the NEP program at Peabody Interest Center, stop past Willowboard, and did you remain there until you returned to custody, sir? What happened? Did you stay there all the while, sir?
No, sir. Actually, I got up to a physical altercation with an individual there, and they both kicked both of us out of the program and sent us right back to the yards that we were released from.
Oh, okay, so after that fight, y'all both were sent back to become incarcerated. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And so, how long were you out, sir? How long before this fight took place? How long had you been out?
I got out November 8th, sir. The fight took place March 29th, so about 4, maybe 5 months, I believe.
So you have been out for a while. So how were things going before this fight took place, sir? How were you doing?
Yes, sir. To be honest with you, it was something that I needed. The staff there, Mr. Jones, or Mr. White, you know, he's a real inspiration to me because he's all about, you know, men being sober-minded and taking hold of their lives. I needed that, and I thanked my parole officer for allowing me to go there because it made me realize that I didn't want to come back here because before all of this, I was doing pretty good. It was just some things that occurred that I couldn't deal with. And so I took an easy way out, which I thought was, and by using marijuana, I explained that to my PO and she put me in there. But the fact is, you know, I was wrong. And
But sir, let me just ask this, because you've been on, you know, supervision on parole before. Why did you continue to use marijuana? I mean, I would condemn it at any rate, but if it had just been one time, maybe I would just turn my head, but you just continue to use marijuana so many times. What is that always been your drug of choice? Or what was going on there, sir?
Throughout my life, it stems from me being a young man and some things that occurred to me when I was younger. I didn't know how to deal with life other than knowing that the life that I knew was dark, cruel, and violent. And so that's what I created, a person that can adapt. This time, me using, I haven't used over 10 years. But this time, my wife, and I don't like using any excuses, sir. But you asked me a question, and I'm finna give it to you.
Yes, sir.
This time, for my relapse, is because my wife is dealing with her second round of cancer. And to sit there and watch my loved one in pain, and I can't do nothing about it, but hold her and speak peace and love into her life, knowing that she's hurting. I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with the fact that my niece was just molested when I was out there by her brother's father. And it's oh my God. And instead of me acting out and doing something that I would have did if I was what I was years ago and allowing the police to do their job, I'm backed off. Being working at a job, man, I'm barely making $120 a week. I can't even support my family, but I call myself a man. Instead of me walking away from everything, I just chose to escape for 3 hours, and that's why I relapsed, sir. And I confessed that to my PO. I let him know that I did use.
Yes, sir. I think that you did confess that. You did to your PO. Have you had any? I know that you was down there at Pima Research Center for a while. Have you done any other programs? You done any NA or AA programming to help you with your?
Since I've been here, sir, I got an MA letter, which is what we put in, and I had put in for anger management and thinking straight. And what the CO3 had wrote me back, she said, this MA letter is in response to your MA letter dated 4/17/2018, in regard to your request to be enrolled in peer education anger management. Unfortunately, this class is in mid-session and I cannot enroll you at this time. You will be placed in the following class that is scheduled to begin in 6 weeks from this week. Thank you for seeking out self-improvement and the response.
Okay, well, I'll give you credit for at least attempting to get into it. And we do know once they've started, they don't let others enroll after they've started the program in the class or the program. So at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any other questions at this time coming from board members. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Once you made that statement, the board will go into discussion and make its decision. So now the board is ready to listen to a final statement from you. Please don't repeat what you already told the board.
Well, actually, sir, I take full responsibility of what happened. I don't even blame Mr. Vigil for his participation. However, I have a letter here from an individual I have some history with. He contacted my wife, and being that they didn't know where to send the letter to the board, because he wrote it to the board on my behalf, they sent it to me, and if you allow me less than 30 seconds, I would like to read that, and that's pretty much all I have.
Please go ahead and read it, sir.
I'm writing this letter to the board, parole board in behalf of Zelvon Turks. The reason I felt the need to write this letter to shed light on how his change affected my life in so many ways. When I first met Zelvon, I was in a very dark place in life. Political challenges I accepted to hide behind my pain and to escape from my mental issues, I was forced to deal with alone. Negatives outweighed positive progress, so digging holes to bury myself was valued more than life itself. Wow. I used to literally hate Zelvon because he would call me out on my wrong and make me rethink about options I felt I had set in stone. There was a day I felt the need to harm another inmate. My anger was so big at that time, all I could do was approach the inmate in a very violent manner. Zelvon jumped in between us. I was so frustrated that I took a swing at Zelvon for trying to create the peace. Zelvon took a few steps back, smiled and asked if he could pray for me. I never witnessed anything like this before, so it left me speechless. Without answering his questions, he began to pray for me. Followed behind and hug. I should never forget. After that day, me and Zelvon became real good friends. Later, he convinced me into leaving the political field for this IHP program that I'm successfully a part of today. I completed 26 classes, got major support from my family, and too far in my change to ever look back. Thanks, Zelvon. Without you, I would probably be still lost. And to the parole board, please take a look at his life history and see he's more passionate than violent. Lawrence Robert B. Phillips, number 307, 530.
Thank you so much for sharing that letter from your friend, and thank you so much for helping your friend and to influence your friend in his future. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. We can ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. But please stay on the phone because we want you to listen and hear what the board has to say. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Hooks to be a passionate individual. I understand his situation when he was released, and I do understand his emotional situation. I just wished he had found another way to deal with his situation as it related to his wife and to his female niece, rather than just using marijuana. That would have been very helpful. I just wished he had, but he did not. I know each of us react in a different way, and I do understand, but what we have to do here is not easy for us on this board, but we have to look out for what we consider to be the best for the citizens of the state of Arizona, and as one board member, I think it would be in his best interest just to go ahead and complete and get in that class, because the 6 weeks will be very shortly. Get in that class and complete that, and hopefully when he get out, he will never get in orange again. But that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
I agree, Dr. Wright, and I also just want to point out that he does seem to have some difficulty with community supervision, because he had two previous terms during which he absconded in one and got a new felony in the other. So he has difficulty with community supervision.
Thanks so much for putting that in the record. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion at this time, then I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Hooks violated terms and conditions of supervision, and that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W0911, and as much as he did use an illegal substance, that is marijuana, on several occasions, I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, on October the 8th of this year, you're going to be released. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own. You can hold your wife, and you can be that productive citizen, and you can find a job that will pay a decent wage so that you can feel your manhood. So we wish you the best, and we trust that you will never, never, no, never again be seen in orange as a part of the correction department. So this will end your hearing. Thanks so much, and please put the CO3 back on, sir.
Okay. Can I say one thing before I call him?
Yes, sir.
The thing about my wife is the doctor says she won't make it 5 months, so I won't be able to see her. But I'll call the CO3 right now.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You guys, and God bless.
Thank you, sir.